criticism is everywhere, and it has a way of trying to strip us of our dignity. It pokes, prods, and humiliates, and dares us to react. It comes from strangers online, from coworkers, even from people who know our faith and still don't understand our choices. Today, we're talking about keeping your crown when criticism comes. I'm Victoria Griffin. Welcome to the Unstoppable Women Podcast. Sometimes what's most confusing is when you're criticized not for doing wrong, but for trying to do what's right, for showing grace when the world wants retaliation, for choosing restraint over reaction, for living values that don't always make sense to a loud, impatient world. So what do you do when the world is critical? You know, often the world wants a loud response, and the enemy would love for us to become discouraged or angry. But sometimes the greatest strength is not reacting at all. It's staying grounded, faithful, and resilient without becoming bitter or shrinking back. And that's something we have to learn to do through God's grace. Sometimes criticism isn't correction, it's a projection. It's another person's pain, insecurity, or their judgment speaking. But criticism is inevitable. We face it because we're in the world, but we're not of the world. And when you choose to live differently, you will stand out. But when it comes, I have to pause and decide, is it useful or is it something I need to ignore? Sometimes when these times come, we have to pray for wisdom and for discernment in these situations. If we don't, it can become something that the devil uses to really bring us down and affect our self-confidence. But consider this, it's all about perspective. Standing out because of your beliefs is not a negative thing. Rather, it's a positive. You are standing for something that your critics need. The love of Jesus can take a bitter heart that looks on you in judgment and make it sweet and thankful that the love of Jesus was brought to them through your witness. And when times of criticism arise, have some grit to you. Grit is moving forward. It's staying rooted in your convictions, and it's living with integrity, even when it costs you understanding. Because we might not always understand the criticism, but choosing to have grit is choosing to stay when quitting feels easier. It's believing that what God has promised is worth the resistance that you face. I'm thankful that this is something my parents have really instilled in me. I have gone through my life knowing that, yes, criticism is going to come, but God is our defender in every circumstance. You can stand strong while going through high school because God rewards faithfulness to Him. And this is a lesson I really learned. I can stand strong in my beliefs, and I can live through the Lord for the Lord while going through school, because when I stand for God, He will stand for me. And that's the lesson for everyone today. When you stand for God, when you have some grit to you, no matter the resistance, no matter the criticism you face, He will stand for you. If we don't choose to have some grit, we can become very discouraged. We can choose to give up or to stand strong. Remember, there's a reward in heaven for the faithful. There is a crown laid up for us. Nothing is worth sacrificing eternity with Christ. the words people say to us, their actions, however big or small, always have an impact. But it's what we do with those words that matter. Don't pick up on words that were never meant to carry you. I want to read to you some words that are meant to carry us. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. 2 Timothy 4:8. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. It's not worth sacrificing eternal glory for short-term relief. There's a moment in David's life that speaks directly to how we handle criticism. In 2 Samuel 16, David is fleeing his son, Absalom. He is already, no doubt, brokenhearted, as any parent would be. Yet, as he walks along the road, a man named Shimei begins to curse him publicly, throwing stones at him, shouting insults to him, and accusing him of being the downfall of the house of Saul. The criticism was harsh and no doubt humiliating. David's men wanted to kill Shimei immediately. From their perspective, David was the king and he didn't deserve this disrespect. But David responded with humility and said, "Let him alone and let him curse, for the Lord hath bidden him." David paused before reacting. He asked a powerful question we often forget to ask ourselves. Is there something God wants to teach me here? Now, this didn't mean the criticism he received was true. Shimei's words were cruel and exaggerated. Yet, David didn't allow the offense to steal his crown. He let God be his defender. God's grace gives us humility to listen instead of react. Legitimate criticism can refine us if we allow it. David had made real mistakes earlier in his life, and because we're human, we often do so too. Sometimes we can allow the correction, though painful, to be used by God to shape us. When we receive criticism that's true, grace helps us to admit where we need to grow, to learn without shame, and to become wiser instead of bitter. Proverbs 12:15 says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise." When criticism is unfair and undeserved and false, God's grace gives us peace and restraint. Not every criticism deserves agreement, but not every criticism deserves a response either. David did not defend himself because he trusted God to handle his reputation. Grace allows us to let go of offense, to refuse to internalize false words that are spoken against us, and to keep our identity rooted in God. No opinions. Exodus 14:14 says, "The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." Keeping our crown when criticism comes means we listen without losing our dignity. We learn without losing our identity, and we release offense instead of carrying it. Criticism can either harden us or it can humble us. Through God's grace, it can become a tool, not a weapon. And like David, when we trust God with both correction and accusation, we don't have to defend ourselves. We can walk forward with wisdom, peace, and our crown still firmly in place. Revelation 3:11 says, Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Remember that criticism does not get the final word. God does. Some criticism will come to refine you. Some will come to distract you. Some will come simply because you chose to stand for something eternal in a temporary world. Like David, we are going to face moments where the words are loud, public, and humiliating. Moments where defending ourselves feels justified. Moments where reacting feels normal. But grace teaches us a better way. Grace teaches us to pause, to ask, Lord, is there something that you want to show me here? So hold fast. Hold fast to truth. Hold fast to peace. Walk forward with wisdom. Respond with grace. And when criticism comes, as it surely will, keep your crown firmly in place.